The Word who was in the beginning, the Word who was with God, the Word who was God. The Word who was in the beginning with God and was God, that Word became flesh and dwelled with us. This is the heart of the good news of Jesus that we celebrate in the Christmas season that spills out into the world in Epiphany. The eternal child of God, the eternal beloved of God, the Word whom God loved because the Word was one with God, the one with whom and through whom all things were created, that very one became a created one, became one of us. If you pause to think, to reflect on this, the one who formed the creation became a part of the creation. The maker of all things becomes part of that which was made. The artist becomes a part of the art. The creator becomes a part of that which is created. The ineffable, the unlimited, the infinite becomes a human being. That is almost unimaginable. And yet we who have celebrated Christmas again and again, who've heard these texts over and over for our entire lives so many times, we've grown so accustomed to hearing it that we don't even blink anymore at the magnificence, the grandeur of this proclamation. God, the source of all existence, became one of us, thereby bringing brilliant light, bringing endless life, bringing endless, inexhaustible, unlimited love into the brokenness of humanity. What a magnificent mystery revealed to us, proclaimed to us this plan, this action of God. You know, this was not an accident. No, this was not plan B. God did not have to become one of us because the human experiment went horribly wrong. No, the way John unfolds this mystery of the incarnation in the chapter one of the book of John, this mystery of the eternal Word of God becoming flesh, it is clear when John tells us everything happened as part of a magnificent plan from the beginning. The unfolding of God's Word, as John proclaims it, has a clear trajectory, a clear movement from the beginning of things to the incarnation, the birth of God into the midst of humanity. The mystery of Christmas is that God created the universe. God created us purposefully so that God could enfold what we are into the divine self, into the very being of God, by enfolding God into what we are. It's amazing. The entire history of creation, the universe and of humanity, the great story of God's painstaking creation out of chaos, of God's gathering of a people of humanity out of the brokenness of the world, was all to prepare the way, to prepare the way for God's entry into the flesh, as if God's first speaking that we hear in Genesis, as the Spirit of God swept over the primordial waters of formlessness and chaos, as the great word of God rushed out like a great wind, a breath of life. Let there be light. It's as if this first speaking of God has echoed and reflected and resonated down through endless eons, through countless ages, through millions and billions of years, through time and space incomprehensible, light years upon light years, echoing, reflecting, resonating on and on, clearer and louder and deeper. Let there be light. Let there be life. Let there be love. The word echoed, reflected, resonated, strengthened, brightened, intensified until like the sun, which at dawn slowly, slowly grows warm on the horizon, and then suddenly it seems like a sheet of lightning illuminates the whole earth with daylight. Suddenly, the Word takes flesh. God is incarnated. Jesus is born. The eternally begotten Word of God, the self-speaking forth in love of God, the eternally beloved child of God became Jesus. A man, a human being, born of a woman. And the purpose of God, the purpose of creation, the purpose of putting us here on this earth shines forth like a newborn star. Let there be light. Let there be life. Let there be love. For the Word of God has spoken forth love. The glory of God is revealed, filling all creation with grace and truth. And looking back, we can see how all that has happened from creation through the birth of Christ to this very day. All has been a part of God's divine plan to enfold us, you, into God's love. To love us with a love that only God could love. To love us with a love that only God could love until God took us into God's own self. And that changes everything. For now, we too, by the grace of God, the source of being, by the speaking forth of the Word of God, Jesus, by the empowerment of God's own breath, the Holy Spirit, which now courses in with, under, and through us, we too can love. We can love with God, like God, as God, with self-giving, undying love for all the creatures of the earth. Not yet perfected. All too often our love is very imperfect. And yet we too, by God's grace and power, with God's love dwelling, abiding with us and in us, we can love with self-giving love for one another, for the creatures of the earth, for the creation itself. We can love. We can live life in God. Life which finds meaning. Life which finds purpose in loving others. This is our gift. This is what God gives us. And this is our vocation. This is what God calls forth from us. The answer to the question, why? Why would God become one of us? Why the incarnation? That is, why Christmas? why the revealing of God to the world in and through us. That is why Epiphany, the answer to the question, suddenly becomes clear. It is so that we could share in the gifts of God and share the gifts of God. Because God is self-giving relationship. God is mutual care and compassion and concern, because God is love. As this Christmas season draws to a close, on this, the 12th day, the last day of Christmas, let us hear again the good news of Jesus Christ. God has chosen to become one of us. God has chosen to become one with us. God has chosen us. God has chosen you to live and love within the life and love of God. That is good news. The best news. The final news. Amen.